Greetings, and thank you for joining us for the 26th episode of DC Animation with Spencer and friends. This is an LMG podcast production. Today, I'm joined by a dear friend.
Hello, my name is Leon Jones.
Yes, Leon is here joining us today, and I'm happy to have you.
Glad to be here.
Before we begin, real quick, can you tell the people about your DC consumption? Any comic books, any shows, movies, video games? What DC do you take in or have you taken in?
See, I watched probably the first two, maybe three seasons of Arrow when it was on. Then just kind of fell off of it. I seen a bit of the Titans show that they had on Max. I watched a bunch of DC movies, both the Dark Knight Returns, Superman, Batman, the movie where they where Superman are fighting Darkseid and alongside his cousin, Supergirl. His name is Kara.
Okay.
I've read the All Star is All Star Superman, I believe. Yeah, once I All Star Superman, I read that comic, which was it surprised me because I'm not really a big Superman fan, but that was a really well done story that they did.
Okay. Cool. So just here and there, pretty sporadic, just random things you've taken in just over time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the best way to describe it.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you for joining us on this journey through DC Animation. Today's film is Justice League versus Teen Titans, released March 29th, 2016, and the comic book on which it was based is The New Teen Titans. I'll read a synopsis in my own words, and then we're just going to talk about it.
All right.
So, we open with the Justice League fighting the Legion of Doom. Batman defeats Solomon Grundy, Superman defeats Lex Luthor, Wonder Woman defeats Cheetah, Cyborg defeats Toy Master, and The Flash defeats the Weather Wizard. But Weather Wizard attempts to escape and ends up getting possessed by a Trigon demon, which is kind of a problem. So Robin takes matters into his own hands and throws a ship at him to detonate, which causes the possession to cease. Batman is unhappy about Robin's defiance and wants him to learn the importance of teamwork, so Nightwing takes Robin to Titan's Tower. Robin is introduced to Starfire, Blue Beetle, Beast Boy, and Raven. After some light caking on the phone with Wonder Woman, Superman is possessed by a Trigon demon, and Robin is not exactly making friends over at the tower. He and Blue Beetle end up having a little fight, and Robin gets a unibeam straight to the mouth. Luckily, Raven is able to heal him. Batman and Cyborg are conducting their investigation, and Clark is not acting like himself. Damian apologizes for the way he's been acting, kind of in his own way, and Superman beats Atomic Skull's ass. It is pretty bad. Batman knows that he has been possessed and tells Wonder Woman that the entire league could be targeted. Since the possessed Superman mentioned a girl, Batman and Cyborg keep an eye out on Superman and for any, you know, demon shit that could point them to the girl in question. Superman goes to the desert and pulls out a giant ring, and Starfire thinks a little fun is the answer to the recent tension, so she takes the team to the carnival. Everyone is having a great time at the carnival, but some possessed carnival goers lead Raven away, and that is where she has a discussion with her father, Trigon. She has no desire to help him, so she gets attacked by demons. The other members of the team do a Sailor Moon-style outfit change, and the Titans are able to handle the demons, and Raven tells them about her origin story. When they arrive back at the tower, Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, and Flash arrive to take Raven since she is the center of all of the demon shit that's been happening. But it's a trap! Batman is able to avoid possession with a nerve toxin, but the other three get got. They beat the Titans, and Raven is forced to go with them into the desert. And luckily, Blue Beetle is able to knock out Cyborg before they leave. Raven is used to summon Trigon to Earth, and the Titans go to the desert to go get her. They are able to knock the demon out of Superman, and he is able to knock the demon out of Flash and Wonder Woman. Trigon emerges, and Superman, Wonder Woman, and Flash attempt to hold him off while the Titans go to the depths of hell to find the crystal in order to reseal him. Just as Raven gets to the crystal, it's shattered by none other than Mr. Ra's al Ghul. He tries to convince Robin to finish Raven off, but instead, with a little help from friends on the other side, he is able to defeat Ra's, and Raven is able to use a crystal shard to seal Trigon, which she now wears as an adornment. And then during the credits, a girl on a floating rock is making her way towards Titan's Tower. And that's the movie. So, Leon, what'd you think of the movie?
It was pretty cool. I like the idea of Raven and Damon getting close. It's a little more interesting to me than her and Beast Boy. It's still like taking, even though it's been a while now, but it's taking some time to get used to Cyborg being more of the Justice League instead of the Titans. But it's still like really cool to see that. Out of the ones that's in that group that, or just heroes, period, that he was selected to be like, oh yeah, he's part of the Justice League now. Make him a more of a bigger player in the scheme of things. I always loved to see Trigon on screen doing just about anything. Particularly when he is like going up against people like Superman or Darkseid, and they show that he's a threat.
Yeah, Trigon is serious.
Big series. And even just the amount of times like night, now that I think about it, I think they've shown at least twice of him basically taking control of Superman in some form or fashion. At least I think this is like it was probably the first movie, but I know it's like two movies I think for sure that that's happened in some way. This, like you said, like you said, he's a serious threat. I always like seeing a more adult versions of the Titans as well, or at least more grown up. It's just doper to see the more a little bit more maturity to him. Raven is one of my favorite Titans. She has to deal with a lot, but it also shows just how strong she is as an individual and as a as her powers as powers go.
Okay. So, did you watch the 03 Teen Titans show?
Yes.
Good, 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 good. So, I did as well, and honestly, that show's great. Have you watched Teen Titans Go at all?
I have not.
Okay. Teen Titans
Bits and pieces
Go.
like the songs that they've done, but that's about it.
Yeah, honestly, I wanted to hate Teen Titans Go, but it's really funny.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like I wanted to hate it, but that's and like I said, some of those songs are hitters, honestly. But so as I'm sure you know, this movie exists in a larger DC animated movie universe. So a lot of the people that we see in here are gonna be consistent for at least a little while. What were your thoughts on the art style for this movie?
I ain't mad at all. I like that art style between this and at least for a good stretch of runs of their movies, like what was it, Justice League War. I like the animation in that.
And yeah, that's this same animation.
Yeah,
So
so yeah,
that's the
so
first movie in this series of movies. And one thing, super random, the little girl in Justice League War that Wonder Woman that teaches Wonder Woman about ice cream, I'm pretty sure that little girl is in this movie. because I think she was at the carnival.
Would have been the one that Damon gave the sword to.
Yep, that would be her.
Gotcha.
So yeah,
That's dope.
like, and that's the see the little shit like I love it. It's so great. Okay, what did you think about the voice cast? Coming from the older Teen Titans, I imagine this voice cast felt very different than other iterations of the Teen Titans you've seen.
I feel like they fit, like from the way the characters are portrayed, but also just along with their look, though. Like, even though Starfire is obviously older, but she still just has that slight, it feels like that sort of slight, like, naivety or, innocence, like, to her.
Yep.
And her, like I said, just her kindness in general. Beast Boy, comes off like a teen, kind of a jokester, but also kind of a, a smart aleck. But like I said, his voice fit him, his look fits him. Again, Cyborg, he's, I think they've always done a good job of getting whoever they get to voice Cyborg. I haven't heard of a Cyborg voice that I didn't like.
I will say this one took a little getting used to because I guess since Cyborg is supposed to be a teenager, like this Cyborg is a grown ass man. And like them trying to be like, yeah, but he's a teenager. It's like, I don't know about that. But I mean, it's fine. And I'm used to it now because I guess now he's, you know, like he said, like he's in the big leagues now. And so
You had to grow up faster.
and I guess they pretty much used Blue Beetle as the fill-in for him, which, as far as powers go, makes perfect sense.
Man, that one scene where you just about ended Robin's life.
He earned it, though.
No, like, Damien always gets on my nerves, man.
You're not a fan of Damien?
It's tough because I'm a fan of like the skills that he has, and the fact that he kind of is like he's, he's other mindset, like, no, I'm gonna do what's necessary. But it's still just kind of like, fam, you're still a kid though, man. Like, you are still a kid. And also, it's like there's nothing wrong with having at least a little bit, just a little bit of respect for other people.
Just a little bit.
But then, hey, yeah, he wanted to drive down, look around and find out corner.
Yep, that's what happens. And that's the thing. Damien often needs to be humbled. And Damien, it seems like he, like his character is, I'm going to go against whatever people are trying to do right now. Because whenever, you know, there are people on the good side saying, hey, you need to be better, he's like, nah. I'm gonna be myself. I'm better than y'all. Whenever there are people on the evil side that are trying to convince him to do some shit, he's like, no, I'm good. And I would never end a life. And so it's just funny that he's, whatever the situation is, he's like, no, I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah, man. I just, especially when the way, like, in a different movie where, like, but he fought against Nightwing and, he overcame the experience of Nightwing and, like, actually, like, had broke his arm. And it's just like, yeah, no, he's always gonna be one of those characters that, like, whenever they get that, like you said, that humble pie served to him, I'm always rooting for it.
Yep.
Because
Yeah.
most 9 times out of 10, I'm pretty sure it's deserved.
Yes. He definitely needs to be humbled pretty often. Like that's a part of his character, and that's it's often a case where like he doesn't realize he's a child, and he doesn't realize there's a lot that he still has to learn, but like he learns that the hard way. But he, you know, based on his upbringing, makes sense. Like he's got a hard superiority complex that a lot of other people have to check him on.
Yeah, for sure. But I guess that kind of comes with his genetics and where his
Yeah,
whole background.
I mean it makes sense, and it's great character work, and it allows for a lot of character development, and you know it makes Damian very interesting because he is pretty unlike the Robin that most people are used to, which is Dick. And the fact that they have their whole little rivalry is just yeah, it's great. I even though Damien does get on my nerves sometimes, he often makes situations better as a spectator.
Well, like he had that moment early in the movie where he finally was able to release what was his name?
When he very early in the movie when he shot Weather Wizard with the or
Yeah.
he didn't shoot him, he just autopiloted the
Yeah, the bat plane into him. But
Yeah.
yeah, but that was like, that he figured that out just like you said from just spectating. Wasn't even as much in the fight as the others. But
Yeah,
like you
and
said,
I mean,
made
and
great
he was
observations.
frustrated because he felt like he was being wasted. He was like, I could be doing more, but you have me on crowd control and I've had enough of that. So yeah, he was, defiant, which is how he, I guess that's how he ended up with the Titans, because I feel like that would have happened anyway, but regardless. So yeah, that happens. And Robin, goes and meets the Titans, and of course, he's very Damien and is like, yeah, I'm better than all of you. And I know it, and y'all know it. So what are we been doing?
Yeah.
And he gets into a scrap with Blue Beetle because Blue Beetle's like, you need to have some respect. Like, clearly you don't have any. And then they start fighting, and Robin's talking that shit, being like, who am I fighting? Is it you or is it the Scarab? And Jaime's like, you better hope it's me. Cause
Real personal digs.
yeah, cause the Scarab don't have mercy like I do. And we saw that.
Yes.
He got his face nearly blown
It
off.
was kind of a sucker punch though, man. At that point, Damien had was like he felt he proved his point, but I guess he must have said a trigger word for old Scarab when he hit that said that word about a weapon and like that.
And I mean, and Jaime apologized because Jaime's, I guess, a good person. But yeah, no, I wouldn't have. I can't say that if I had been Jaime, I would have apologized. Like, no, you earned that.
I think I would have like, I don't know. It may not have came that quickly. I'll say
Yeah.
that, but he may have had to earn it a little bit more.
Yeah. But he that's what he needed. He learned real quick. And once he got healed, it took a lot out of Raven, and he was like, what happened? And Starfire was like, no, we got to tend to Raven because she healed you because you fucked up. So we're gonna go tend to her. And one of the things that, of course, Damian probably learned from Batman, whenever he pulled out the tracker and was like, yeah, she's in the desert in the Middle East. It's like, how do you know that? Because I put a tracker on her. Because I put a tracker on all of you.
I kind of wish we would have gotten to see that too, just a little bit, even if it was like an outtake or something. But I would have liked to have seen that actually like played out, even though it's not necessary. It's obviously not necessary, but I think it still would have been kind of cool to see though. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was
And
very, very Batman-esque of him.
oh yeah. And honestly, him doing it is how we won the day.
But
So,
even like his attitude too, whenever they like, stared him down, and he also did the same thing with Superman after, hit him with that with the kryptonite, but he was just like, what? Like what's the problem?
you see
I
a
did the
problem?
right thing. I
Yeah.
don't see the issue here. I
Yeah.
saved you.
Yeah, like I again, I'm the reason we won the day. So honestly, yeah, Damian, he contributed heavily to the victory.
Yeah,
And
both times.
yeah, they're saying this is not the first time he's done that. So yeah, while he's a lot, he helped a lot.
High risk, high reward.
Yes, that is exactly right. But yeah, whenever he was in Starfire's room just on her laptop, and she was like, what the fuck are you doing in here? It's my computer. She's like, so you don't know anything about her, like at all. You know nothing? Like, how do you not know anything about this person? And Again,
He
he
has a fair
wasn't
point.
wrong.
Yeah.
Because in the, it's so funny. In the show, the Titans were prepared for this. Because I feel like I remember whenever Trigon was coming, Raven was like acting weird and being like, "Hey," because she knew like the world was gonna end. But she was like, "Hey, let's, you know, hang out and just be friends." And the other Titans were like, "This is weird and very unlike you to just be trying to hang out." And so, but then they were like, "Yeah, you've been acting weird, and we've, you know, you told us that your father was coming and that it would be the end of the world, and so we prepared for it. We have a room for you, and we will hold him off because that whole end of the world shit, we're not doing that." And so in the show, she made them aware of it and they were prepared for it. In this one, she kept it from them, and you know, it was a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, nobody, and nobody did any prying or of sorts.
And
Just
I
kind of
mean,
let it be.
that's also difficult information to locate because Trigon did lay waste to Azeroth, and when it comes to magic shit, you can't just like look up databases.
Yeah,
So
no, can't just hit the Googles for that one.
yeah, you can't do a OSBI background check on that. So I understand why. Even if they did want to know some stuff, there wasn't really anything to know because that's not information you can just find. But you know, Starfire and them, they're good people, and they were like, she needed a home, she needed a place to be, and so we brought her in because she had no one. And as you said earlier, I do like that they kind of created a connection with Damian and Raven because they both have very turbulent pasts.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, but also that comes with a lot of power. And so they were able to kind of connect on that. Because Damien was like, no, when you were in my head, I saw some of your shit too. And it was like, what was that? Because I've had my own experience with demons, and
That's different.
that was some shit in there. And it was real. Like, don't try to tell me it was a nightmare. No, that was, I know what it was real. So yeah. I like the connection that they had as well and all that. So it was pretty great. We see that in this, Superman and Wonder Woman are like really dating.
Yeah.
Like they go together.
Yeah,
And
no hopes of shipping, I mean, shipping Bruce and Donna this go around.
yeah, and Lois is just nah, we're not. Lois ain't in there. And cool, this the Superman in this is one of my favorite versions of Superman. Like this Superman really doesn't play around, and this is
Yeah.
how I feel like Superman should be. Like
Yeah, he's
yes,
not just a he's not your typical like Boy Scout. Like he's about business.
yeah, he's
Getting shit.
about business. He does not mind throwing his weight around. He does not mind letting people know like these are the problems you don't want. I promise. And so yeah, like the Superman in this whole group of movies, I love this Superman. And I've said I'm not the biggest fan of his suit, but the way that he is great.
I would say I would prefer this one over like usually like that more original classic look,
Okay.
with the undies on the outside.
I can see that.
But I mean, I think my favorite suit I've ever seen a man would probably be his black suit.
Oh, yeah. From Superman Doomsday?
Yeah, his comeback
Yeah.
suit.
Yeah, that one is good. Okay.
Brutal way that he stopped Flash though. He had to break his hand and then like to like the disrespect though, man. That was pretty savage, man, to go like, no, here you go, you broke this man's ankle, but then you ask him like sternly, like, hey man, how long will it take you to heal? Like, what?
No, but that's how it had to be. Like, you have to, because they said at the beginning of the movie, the only way for the demon to get out is to subdue the host body. And that's how you subdue Flash. But yeah, he broke his whole sh like he had another knee. Like it was bad.
It's just
And
the
yeah.
method he told him, like how the way he asked him though, man. It was like, damn, man. I mean, at this point, maybe you should like fix it. I don't know, like snap it back in place.
There was shit to do. And that's why I like the Superman. Because he snapped it. And then whenever Barry came back, he was like, all right, Trigon is here. So like how long do you need? Because we got shit to do. And he said, I'll need an hour. He said, you got 10 minutes. Because we got shit to do. And yeah. And then yeah, when he stopped Wonder Woman, that Wonder Woman is just he just used the lasso of truth. So he didn't really have to like hurt Wonder Woman. He just like lasso of truth her and that the power of friendship.
The crazy thing about Wonder Woman is that I would like to see, like, like her, like, guess apex or something. Like, I remember reading once that, like, her wristbands actually, like, also not just that they're used for, blocking projectiles, but also that she takes them off is supposed to, like, take her into, like, this literal, like, goddess, like, spear.
Yeah,
And
the
it would be nice to get it in film at least once.
you know how a lot of people have like a berserk mode or like a rage mode.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Like I think if she takes them off, then she just goes into OP mode and she just is because she I love Wonder Woman. She's already too much. And the bands like keep her in check in a lot of stories. So yeah, when she takes them off, she is like at full tilt, and yeah, she's you want to talk about being a problem? Yeah, Wonder Woman is just too much. Much like when Rock Lee took the weights off when he was
Yeah.
fighting Gaara, like that's what I kind of, that's how it happens in my head, is like she takes those off and it's game time if she take those off.
That sounds like a good time. I would like to see that actually on screen once.
Yeah. And who knows? We might, but yeah, I love Wonder Woman 'cause she there's no weakness. She's just too much. That's what it is. So, yeah. Anyway. So, we what how would you have felt if you were one of the Titans and you had to learn about this Raven situation as it was happening, instead of her being upfront about it? Like if you were Starfire, how would you feel about that situation?
Well, like, do you remember if they, I feel like they did, but I can't remember right now. But if they mentioned how long she had been with the group, was it a year?
I don't know if they mentioned how long it had been, or like how old she
'Cause
was when she got there.
that would, like, play a big factor into how I would feel about it. Like, if you've only been with us, like, a couple months, and then this is happening, but I'm just not finding out about it. I may not be as mad. Like, it would suck, just because to not know, to not be prepared at all. But say if you've been around for like a year or 2 years, and you still have not even mentioned at least who your pops is. Yeah, I'm be a little heated.
A little hot, yeah. And
Not like kick you out the group, and like I still like. Towards, the climax to where, like, they're like convincing her to stay. Yeah, I wouldn't be trying to jump to be like, yeah, nah, you good. Yeah, go ahead, you stay here. I wouldn't still even keep that level of a grudge or hurt. So it would just depend on how long she had been there for me to conclusively say.
that makes sense, and I think I agree. Because on one hand, I get why she didn't, because it could have been a situation where, oh, if I disclose that I'm a demon, they're gonna kick me out of the group. Like that's not really a conversation that I see going well, so I should probably keep that to myself. But on the flip side of that coin, he was going to end the world.
In the world, yeah.
Like we should have been a little more prepared for that. Similar to in the Teen Titans show, they were prepared for it, and while they couldn't do a whole lot to stop it in the beginning, they still did everything they could and they tried. And in this situation, yeah, like if we had been a little more prepared, we probably could have stopped this from happening
Or at
or
least from
getting as
getting
far as
that.
it did.
Right. Yep.
Like we could have stopped Trigon from like getting here. And yeah, so what were your thoughts on what Batman did as far as like whenever they arrived and they had been compromised because they were about to be, you know, possessed by demons, and Batman was like, nah, not me.
That was very Batman-esque. Definitely feeds into the, all he needs is prep time, I guess, and he can just have anything on standby at any given point, just because he's just it's always prepared. There's no catching this guy off guard. He's supposed to be just a regular human, well, a peak human, but they need to just go ahead and come out and say he's a metahuman. He's not no regular human. He's not even a peak human whatsoever. But
At a minimum, he's a super soldier.
it has to be. It has to
Because,
be.
yeah, like Batman, he's too much.
Like maybe not necessarily like in terms of like his strength, but definitely just everything else though is so OP to the max. But that was quite risky. Surprised he didn't have maybe a little something less that less potent.
That's what my thought was, is like you, I wouldn't have, like, you used the one that you made for Bane. That is, that's too much. Because Bane is, like, you are, it's a nerve toxin that has to counteract a different adrenaline-styled drug. And, like, you're, I just feel like we could have, you know, lightened the dose or, yeah, done something weaker. But
Like,
no,
cause then I
he,
wonder, like, how much did he like actually like tested on himself? Cause like I said, he was out for like a whole day or two. Like he was on his Kakashi, after Kakashi came against Itachi,
yeah.
and he did put him in that in the genjutsu that had him out for like forever. Like
For a while.
that's what
Like,
happened to him.
yeah. Like a medically induced coma, almost.
Yeah,
Yeah, like, and so, yeah, that was my thought, was like, you could have done something just to, but he probably didn't know how overwhelming the demon shit was. So he had to make sure that he was out of commission. Because, yeah, like, that was because I guess in Batman's mind, it took the detonation of a bat plane to pull a demon out of Weather Wizard. And so it needed to be something, it needed to be something serious enough to, and then whenever he you know, exposed Superman to the kryptonite, that wasn't quite enough. So I guess in Batman's mind, it was like, no, I have to take myself out in order to not be possessed, because I know that one thing Batman is very serious about is nobody getting into his mind, or
Trying to get control of him
yeah,
in
like
any fashion.
he takes all security very seriously.
He wants
So
to be the only driver of that of his car, his bike.
exactly. And I get it. That makes sense.
I mean, when you're crossing the phase with Poison Ivy on a weekly, on a daily, I wouldn't be surprised if there was even just one time where like she actually succeeded, and then once every how he got out, I was like, yeah. Nope, don't
Yeah.
like that.
Because yeah, that's the thing. Even I mean, even when Batman is drugged and all that, like he's still like pretty, he's more in his right mind than most people would be.
His will, his fiery will is, if Batman was a Green Lantern.
Oh, it'd be stupid if he was a Green Lantern. Like, yeah. It would he would be able to put down all of them. Like he
No
would be
issue.
too much as a Green Lantern. So it's probably for the best that Batman doesn't have a ring, because he, oh, that'd be a problem for everybody. But so at the carnival, everybody's having a good time. You know, and they're just playing, you know, some music behind it. And one of the things that was funny to me was whenever they had a little dance battle, it was not going well for Damien. And then Damien, started to figure it out. But Beast Boy had been going for several people. So, like, I wonder how Damien would have done against a fresh Beast Boy.
I think he might have gotten washed.
Yeah, because
They would
that.
because he would have had less. He would have had let like he like they asked him, "No, you dance?" And he was like, "Ah, I'm a quick study." So he kind of said no without
Yeah,
saying
like
no.
I don't, but I can move my body correctly under the right circumstances. So.
But like I kind of felt bad for Beast Boy in that moment, just because like he had already seen. Damon has a crazy amount of stamina for a teenager, for a human.
Yeah,
Like he
because.
had just, he saw him going for what, an hour and just training by himself, and
Yeah,
he
they said.
see they, yeah, they had to kick him off.
Hour and a half, no slowing down. Like just still going. So yeah, honestly, yeah, like if they had, this was inevitable because yeah, Damien is yeah, again, peak physical human specimen. And yeah, as far as like physical activity, yeah, you can't outdo that kid.
Because even if Beast Boy say he ran through like maybe just five noobs, right? Just five like unimpressed people before he even got to Jaime jumping in, who actually tried and pushed him at least a little bit more than probably what he had been. He, like you said, that's exhaustion anyway.
Yeah, so
Now, that has had any kind of training, say, even like Damien's had to increase that cardio.
so I just yeah, I was like, I think the reason Beast Boy lost is because he had been going rounds already, because when they started, Damien was fucking it up, and so I don't know if Damien would have been able to catch up to Beast Boy if he had been fresh.
No, probably not. They probably have to like at least run it at least another one or two times, I think, before Damien really starts to pick it up and catch up to him and then ultimately beat him.
Yeah. But, and that's just one of those little things. So, whenever Raven does have the conversation with her dad, do you know who voiced Trigon in this?
I do not.
It was Jon Bernthal. So, the Punisher. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, while I like him and I think he did a great job, I think that he and Ra's should have switched voices, because I want my Trigon to be more menacing than that. And the voice that Ra's had was menacing. So I think they should have switched voices, which, that's fine. I still think they both did a great job, but that's the one like voice change I would have made. And speaking of voices, I will say the Raven in this and the Raven that most people are used to in, Teen Titans or Teen Titans Go, very, very different. And I think that the Raven in this made a lot of sense because one could argue that she was very dry and, just played it really straight. But I think that that was a part of the character because, as we know, Raven's emotions dictate a lot of her output. And Raven's whole thing is having to keep her emotions in check. And so, I know that there are some people that may feel like the voice actor that played Raven like wasn't doing anything. They were just bland and dry and not doing a whole lot, but it's like, no, that's the character. That's how Raven has to be. Raven has to maintain a perpetual calm in order for shit not to get wild. And so she's not able to show a lot of emotion and she has to keep it real tight. And so I think that she was played very well in that regard.
I thought she was balanced. Because even whenever it was time to be, whatever emotion she was like needing in the moment of a scene, I felt it was like it was appropriate. It matched up. Like that conversation after, that she had with Robin after she had healed him and he came to thank her. Even whenever he was like kind of, being his edgelord self, she had, whenever she pushed back, it was with like conviction. She wasn't, and then whenever she was like concerned, she felt like it was genuine. So like, I thought she was just fine.
Okay, and I agree. Like I thought she did a great job. And they did, pay homage to the old Teen Titans by making sure that Cyborg was a part of the squad. And, they also even paid homage to the Teen Titans show by having him bring in pizza. Because, they was always eating pizza. I don't know if we got a Booyah in here, but I know I have heard this Cyborg say it. I don't know if it was in this movie though, but that's fine. Not super worried about it. So Trigon arrives and he's d too much. Like Flash does, like they do this whole spectacle of Flash doing like a super uppercut, and Trigon is just unbothered.
Yeah, they when it came to showing the differences of strings of power scaling, as you would say, yeah, Flash was a just worthless out there. There was no he served no purpose outside of looking like a joke.
Yeah.
And I mean, I used to call myself a big Flash fan growing up because it was like, he's a speedster and I like speedsters typically, but it's also just like he's always kind of felt like I'll say glass cannon, but it's also like, he's not even like strong enough to be considered to be a glass cannon, but that's the but it's just like, it's just like he just goes down so easily, so just real, it feels like.
Well, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Flash doesn't utilize the full scope of his powers often, just because he can't. And there are a lot of times when, for plot reasons, Flash can't just go all out. Because we see Reverse Flash do some shit that's like, oh, Flash could have been doing that this whole time. And it's because Flash is a good guy, so he's not just about to start rewriting history and, going into the past for everything and, running at speeds that make him invisible to literally everybody and, all that. So, I think that Flash is able to do a lot more than he does, and a lot of that is due to, the story needing to happen. As well as him being a good guy and not abusing the Speed Force like he could. But yeah, I mean, and all three of them couldn't do a lot against Trigon, and that's the thing. Like, those are three heavy hitters, as far as, dealing with people who are a problem. It took all seven of them to handle Darkseid. So three of them trying to handle Trigon was just not gonna
Yeah,
happen.
that happening. Yeah,
And
because you saw Superman give his strongest punch. All I did is just knock him back a couple
yeah,
feet deep and fall.
it just took him, like, ugh. And then he kept going. So, yeah, like there wasn't a lot that could be done. And that's why they had to go, to hell to get the, crystal in order to reseal him, because yeah, you're not gonna beat him. And I feel like Trigon could have just like instantly wiped out the Earth, because in the Teen Titans show, that's what he did. Like, he got there and then immediately just burned the Earth down. And the only reason the other Titans didn't die is because Raven enchanted them. But and again, the movie needed to happen. And we needed to, they needed to demonstrate that Trigon is this much of a problem, because Superman, Wonder Woman, and Flash couldn't do anything to stop him. Because by the time he got to the city, yeah, like he was just, doing random destruction. And then while they're in the depths of hell, Beast Boy is, he gets there and he's having some issues. Like, he gets to hell and he's like, I don't feel so good, guys. Everybody else is pretty okay, but yeah, Beast Boy, he's struggling. And then he starts transforming into some demon shit, and he starts going to work.
No, he went crazy. I thought I missed something in that moment. He was, overcoming it, I guess. I thought I missed like a part where it even showed him actually like, making it his own. But no, shout out to him.
Because yeah, there was whenever they first got there, and then the demons started showing up, he was like melting, and he was like, I think he was trying to figure out what the situation was, because it looked like he didn't really have control of himself. But then yeah, when he turned into that first thing,
Yeah, like that werewolf life thing.
yeah, the one that we saw in the Teen Titans show as well. Yeah, when he turned into that thing, he started going to work, and then he turned into what looked like a Krolletean, one of the little aliens from Young Justice. He turned into one of those at one point. And yeah, there was something else he turned into, but yeah, he was once he figured it out,
Was it a Griffith?
he did turn into a griffin, I think.
He's either a Griffith or like a, or maybe some like a, can't remember if he had three heads or not, but he kind of like, I don't know if, can't remember if he had also like took on like that Ghidorah like
Yeah. Or
thing.
maybe a
I feel like
chimera-like
it was a Griffith.
thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just he was going crazy, and I guess just being there gave him the ability to do that. Because I don't know, I guess I don't know how Beast Boy's power works, and like, can you just turn into any animal that exists where you are?
Well,
Or
I thought what happened was like sort of like have you ever seen Planet Hulk?
yes.
You remember like the little things that were like being sprung all over the city and it was transforming people?
Yes.
I thought it was something similar to that, but I can't remember. I thought
Okay.
like it was something similar to like that, like hitting him, and then therefore that's what caused him to start just kind of transforming out of control until he tamed it.
Yeah, not 100% sure. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad that we got to see that transformation. Because a lot of people that watched Teen Titans remember the episodes where he was not himself, and then he started turning into that werewolf thing, and he was just going in. Like he was a problem.
I think I've seen people say that's like one of his strongest forms, actually.
Yeah. And that makes sense. So he, well, not he, Raven is able to find the shard or the jewel or the crystal, and then it gets shattered. Because we see whenever she's making her way toward it, there's some figure in the background who's, lurking.
Right.
And then we see that it gets destroyed. And that also reminds me of what happened in Teen Titans, because it was Slade who made a deal with Trigon for like immortality and, to be brought back to
Yeah, to get
life.
his body back. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in this one, it was Ra's, and I'm not sure if it was actually Ra's or if it was just a demon presenting that way, because whenever he did get defeated, he just kind of turned back into a demon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I thought that was actually kind of like a little, it felt kind of random.
a
I
little bit.
guess it's nice. Yeah, no, it's a nice way to again make Damian being part of Titans have more of a connection for why they're being placed together. But
And
like kind of it did when I watched it did it caught me off guard. Like, oh, okay, that's who we're going with.
I think it was because they made a callback, or that was a callback, because whenever Raven and Damian are having their discussion. Raven says to Damian, like, your grandfather's a terrible guy. And he said, my grandfather's a great man. How dare you? And I think that's why they brought him back, so that Damian could see with his own eyes that his grandfather wasn't,
Who he say he was, who he thought
wasn't
he
what
was.
he thought he was. Yeah. Because his grandfather's like, yeah, we can rule the world together like we were supposed to. Kill her. Kill her now. And Damien was like, I don't think I will. And so yeah, I think that's why that happened, is because it was Damien, and Damien needed to see that his grandfather wasn't who he thought he was.
Because also they like point out that like Trigon had made apparently like made the Lazarus Pit, which was also new and
Yeah, that
different.
was
I've
new
heard
to
that
me.
before.
He was like, yeah, he was like, I, where do you think these powers came from? Of course they're demon powers. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting development.
Right. Yeah,
But
no, that was a pretty crazy twist. But in the terms of this film, it again, I mean, it makes sense.
yeah, it made sense. And so I was like, okay, all right. I'm mad at that. I like that we're connecting these things and making it make sense. I can get behind that. So yeah, the good thing is she didn't need the entire crystal. She was able to just use like a little piece of the crystal. And then she was like, he needs to be watched at all times, so I will just wear him. And that's just what it's going to be. So
Thought that was a cool way to show how that came to be for a character. Instead of just her like already having it,
I agree.
they actually show why and how and how she got it.
Yes, and that's one of the things I like about this, is they do a lot of world building. So there's a lot of stuff. We usually just see a lot of stuff that has already happened, and in this, we see how a lot of stuff comes to be. Of course, there are some things that we don't get to see. Like, we don't get to see a lot of the people's early days. So like, he's already Nightwing. Like, we don't get to see Dick's Robin days, or Batman's early days or any of that. But honestly, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm
Yeah.
okay with us not needing to review the origin stories of the main people in the league, because we get Cyborg's origin story because he's pretty new, but everybody else is established and already doing work. So
Yeah.
I'm good with that. But, and then in the end credits, we see a mysterious floating girl on a rock making her way to the Titans. And we already know who that is,
Yep,
and
indeed.
we are going to talk about that next time we get together, because that's another fun story
Yeah.
that if you've watched the old Teen Titans, you are probably already pretty aware of how things go with that. So,
Indeed.
Leon, scale of 1 to 10, what do you think about this movie?
Oh, been kind of going back and forth on it. Say about a 7.5, 8 on a good day.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking solid 7. Like, pretty good. Not spectacular. I didn't just like absolutely love this movie.
Yeah,
It,
nah.
has some good stuff in it. I enjoyed it, but there are movies that are in the same group of movies that are a lot better than this one. But this movie is still pretty good. Like, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, like it's a good recommend for at least one watch,
Yeah, solid.
one or two watches.
Yeah.
Like I said, I really do. I do like the chemistry that they're trying to set between characters. The story itself is I was thinking like, man, that the it being Teen Titans versus the Just well Justice League versus the Teen Titans was just a bit of a stretch.
Bit of a stretch. Yeah, like that's not really what happened.
They only have like one scuffle
And
and
it
the
wasn't
kids get put in
really,
their place
yeah, like
pretty easily.
it wasn't really Justice League versus Teen Titans. It was all of them versus Trigon.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the one scuffle they do have, yeah, they get bitched. Which of course that makes sense. Like I see why. But
Yeah, no, yeah, well, because again, like I said, you know, that the experience, even though it was nice to see Blue Beetle facing off against Cyborg for a
yeah.
minute, since they're similar. But yeah, no, once the Trigon Control started figuring them out, it was GG's. Especially, I feel that's when I that's actually when I felt bad for Damien, when he was going up against Flash. He was like, oof.
Not
It
much you
was
can do,
really,
buddy.
it really wasn't, since, your pops already took himself out.
Yeah,
I
there's
would
no need
almost
to
rather
really.
you fight him, because you might get a cut off than you fighting Flash.
Yeah,
He's too
and that's the
fast
thing.
for you, buddy.
Whenever Flash started vibrating in his chest, I was like, oh God, he's gonna kill him. And that was the whole point. Flash was like, if I stop moving my hand, he dies. I was like,
Demon time is for real.
yep, that's serious. So yeah, that's when Raven had to be like, fine, I will go with you, just don't kill him.
And I like how, and leading up to that, I like how, the group goes through the portal, right? Cyborg doesn't make it because they hit him, with the
They
electric.
tase his ass pretty
But,
much.
yeah. And the fact that nobody else noticed, at all.
And I wonder, like, whenever the demon escapes, like, what? Because in this case, like, the demon would just disappear.
Yeah, it's
But
like they're emphasized.
yeah, but I feel like that's, I feel like that's not what happened with Weather Wizard. I feel like that demon just, like, left, but was still around. But
Unless that was more Trigon himself.
because I thought it was Trigon, like, until the other demons showed up and attacked Raven. Like, I thought it was Trigon himself.
Unless it's like one of those things where maybe, say, has control of like three or four people, and I know it's kind of an ass pull, to be honest, but if like each one that goes down, the last one remaining gets stronger for whatever reason. Because even it took a minute for him to get to actually like set Wonder Woman free. It wasn't until
Like she used her own will to get free. I mean, of course, with the lasso's help, but yeah, like Wonder Woman kind of just exercised it herself, as opposed to what happened to Flash, getting his fucking ankle broken, which he did heal pretty quickly because he was running pretty soon after that.
He must have just, I guess, shook the cobwebs out literally. Shook it
But
right back into place.
that's all he could do. But
Man, Zeus could have made him a little ice splinter or something, man.
or something.
Was still dirty how he did it, though. Like, I don't know. I feel like he could have, a nice, well-placed palm to the chest, I think, would have been, or his own thunderclap. But, I don't know
No,
how to break man's ankle, man.
he had to stop him from running. And I'm like, you could have caught him and like broke a toe. Nope, whole ankle.
Or maybe his wrist. But why the one of the single most important things on him is his ankle.
Just
But I
snap.
mean, no, I guess he just learned from Damien earlier in the movie.
Yeah. Like make sure they are out of commission. But
Go direct.
didn't need that for Wonder Woman. But I'm sure there was some bias there.
Yeah, because like you said, even though the lasso stopped her, it still wasn't enough by itself. Like you said, she had to literally fight for that.
I mean, if anybody could, it makes sense that Wonder Woman could. So,
Yeah.
all right. Anything else on the movie?
But just that, I thought that Flash had a point early in the movie when that him and Cyborg were critiquing Bruce's parenting. And of course, he didn't want to hear it because he's above criticism.
Yeah. That was also, yeah, that was good. Because yeah, Batman was just looking at people.
It was also just like I like that. That's like just like a running thing in all, in across all media of Justice League. Like no matter what, this one man that's just a rich dude in a suit still has the aura to make other people like shaking their boots and whatnot. And
That's like
yet we
everybody
all,
knows.
and yet all of them should be able to like kind of smoke him. If they wanted to without really much resistance. But nope. So all it takes is just a glare. But yeah, no, like I said, I agree. No real solid movie. I do like the animation a lot. I'm always gonna lean towards more towards that than just 3D or just heavy CGI.
Agreed.
It just looks nicer on the eyes, and even as far as like the action scenes go, feel like there's actually impact there. Like when you talk about like suits and you talk about flashes, like they're they're hardest hitting punches. At least they look like they are just unfortunately on the person they use it on wouldn't hurt. Because
Oh yeah, no, they I didn't
even in
have to
a
see.
earlier scene where you had the Titans fighting against. Them possessed, and you saw Starfire like fly into Wonder Woman, like you saw like that sort of after fade image, and that's to help illustrate how fast she's actually moving. It's like, oh no, she didn't just like fly like gracefully. Like that was a full on charge.
And I mean, in this again, like all of this is I like this animation style because in other movies we see it utilized well. Like in Justice League War, whenever they were punching Darkseid in the chest, like you could tell there was weight behind those.
Or when they're all just like first meeting each other for the first time, or at least like Superman's meeting Batman and Green Lantern for the first time. And
I love that scene so much. Like, it's so good. That's the scene. I was like, I fucks with the Superman. I really do. Like, he's too much.
like Green Lantern had no,
No
like
hope.
the fact both of them had no chance, like whatsoever. And again, that's in the animation. The animation helps, like really emphasize, like yeah, nah, like
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. It's not. It's not.
if he wanted to spleen bliss them, he absolutely could. And you have to hope that somehow maybe you have the enough of a speed reaction to move out the way. But other than that, though, you can only run for so long.
That's the thing. You better hope you move out the way because, yeah, like you don't want to take any of it.
At all. Are you done?
You're done.
But yeah, I don't really have any extra comments. Like it's a solid movie. Like I'm always up to seeing Trigon on screen just because he's like you say he's always treated like a big deal.
Yes, he is a big deal. Like, honestly, they don't really fight him. They just have to put him away because you can't really fight him.
Because it's kind of
And
like fighting, it's kind of like, anybody fighting like Galactus, right? It's really only pretty rare that somebody can outright kill him. It's more
yeah.
so you just fight him enough to make him want to, like, all right, this ain't worth it. I'm
Yeah,
gonna
with
find him with.
Galactus, you make a deal. Like that's what Silver Surfer did. Silver Surfer said, let's make a deal. Because I know that fighting you is not an option. And so, yeah, Trigon is at that level. It's like you have to, you can't fight him straight up like you do a lot of other people, like you can a lot of other people. You have to do something different to deal with him. And so that's why they needed Raven to trap him. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, because she's like literally his only kryptonite.
Yep.
And that's what I also like about her as a character too. Like, even though she's a part of the two of the Teen Titans, but like if you want to make a heavy story, like some old shit, this is really real. Bring Raven in, that can help,
Because yeah,
guarantee that.
Raven
Because
is one
even
of those people. Like, if she's able to do like full power, like she is cosmic. So.
Yeah, she's a beast. She's a beast. But yeah, yep. It was nice to go down memory lane. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I watched that before, but it had been a long time. And like you say, I'm not a big fan of Superman. This version of him is more easier to tolerate.
I really enjoy the Superman. But okay. All right. In the next episode, we will be discussing Batman: The Killing Joke. So until then, salutations.